All right, we are at the Scholarly Works Conference at Dominican University of California 2025, and Sabrina A. is here. Hello, Sabrina.
Hello, Stu.
I'm so glad that you agreed to be the first person on the podcast. We're just getting reactions from some of the presenters today, and you're one of the people who are going to be presenting today at Dominican.
Yes.
Tell us about, not only, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yeah.
How you got involved, who brought you into this, and what you're going to be presenting.
Yes. So the way that I got involved, I am a senior at Dominican. And so we initially started this class called Health Research Methods. And it's an organization called Playmarin. And so they wanted us to come there and like help out with the kids there. And Playmarin, it's essentially a sports recreational after school
awesome
like center,
yeah,
for kids, for underprivileged youth in Marin City. And so we got the opportunity to go there and play with the kids, and we learned a bunch of things about abstracts and about research. And like, from that opportunity, they really liked having the students there, and they decided to collaborate with us.
Yeah.
And they were hoping that we could help write a grant,
yeah,
as well.
Yes.
So we decided to take that on from 2024 to 2025. So
yeah,
we've been working on this for a year and a half.
Wow.
And we decided to research how does Playmarin help their overall physical, mental,
spiritual?
And overall,
yeah,
well-being.
How great.
So, yeah.
And I can't think of anybody better than you, actually. I'm sure you are really good with kids. I've never seen it, but I know you well enough that I bet you're really good. And don't be humble. You are good, right?
Yeah, I would say I am.
Yeah.
I would say I am.
I bet the kids love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, like, it did take them a while to, like, be comfortable with me, which makes sense because...
Probably any adult.
Yeah, exactly. Just like any adult. But by the end of it, I remember it made my day. One of the kids, like, smiled at me, came up to me, and gave me a hug. And
wow.
I was so surprised and felt so honored.
What a huge moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Going in? And so do you think after college you're going to... Has this turned your focus? Maybe you could work with kids after college. I know you always kind of liked kids.
Yeah, I've liked kids. That's funny you say that because I get a lot of handshake things that pop up. For people that don't know Handshake, it's a platform that's for interns and jobs for college students, for employers that are looking for college students. And I always get, like, do you want to be a teacher?
Right.
That comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to go along that pathway, but I do feel like I realized through this process that I really love working with the community and being involved. Like, I realized I really love being in person more than, like, I love the data collection of it all, too. But something about being with the people and like interviewing, that whole process was really fun. So
today you are presenting.
Yes.
At what time? 1 o'clock?
Yes, 1 o'clock.
And you have your poster here, which I'm gonna have a look at after we're done here, if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
And so on this poster, you've collected data, you've done your calculations.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your findings? What is it you're gonna present?
Yeah, so we found that we did a mixed methods approach, but we did find that there was 4 common themes that we found between the kids, which was at Playmarin, which was, we did interview, to be clear, we did interview multiple people. So we interviewed alumni, which is kids that were there for a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And then current kids that were there, coaches and parents as well. So out of all those interviews, we found that there was increased opportunities for kids, so they got to do more sports activities that they wouldn't have been able to do because of either lack of financial ability or just other barriers involved. And also, we found that there was this life, this building of lifelong friendships there, that they felt they can count on for a long time. And then we also found that they were able to build a community, because there was a lot of community building. And I heard a lot of coaches talking about how he would take out kids to get pizza and to, like, to go to maybe a sports games, go to TAM, go
now,
to
is
the
that,
high school.
Is that to build a relationship with the kids and trust and comfort?
Yeah,
all that stuff?
Yeah, was. I think so, for sure. And to make it feel more like a family. And then I think also as well, they very much are about value. They really, like, instilled values. So they had really valuable life lessons as well, I noticed. They're very, very much try to discipline the kids, make sure they have that discipline and that hard work. And they just make sure that they're on the right track.
Wow, that's really, and so your poster will somehow show that progression?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. And you're willing to show that to me in a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay, good. You have been, you're a four-year Dominican.
Yes.
Yes. And along the way, I've gotten to know you because you and I have worked together in radio and podcasting, and all of those are presentation based. Both of those are presentation based classes. Although you took radio more than once, as I recall, but you had a radio show, and you did a bunch of them. And how would you assess today's presentation relative to those presentations, right? I know this is in person and radio's not, and this is in front of a radio's not. But there are a lot of similarities. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say so, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities in the way where being able to present yourself in a way that's very confident and, like, you know what you're talking about. And it's kind of, it reminds me kind of like acting, you know, putting on like a suit of armor. So I think I always kind of had a character that I had that I played when I was on my shows. And so it's very similar to today, where I feel like, okay, I'm in this work outfit that makes me feel confident.
Yes.
It makes me boost my interprofessional, and it helps me feel more confident in what I'm talking about. So yes, I would very much say radio and podcasting helped me feel more confident in my presenting skills.
That's cool.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah. So today you go in and you were just talking about you want to present, you want to be credible, right? All those things that we talked a lot about over your time here at Dominican, and now you get to go use it.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be great. You excited?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, of course, but
that just means you care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know you do.
Yeah.
I know everybody's getting things going around here, and everybody's preparing, and everyone's a little nervous, and you know, in a good way though.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
Yeah, it is a big day. Because I remember freshman year, like, having to go to one of these things for extra credit. And they were like, you're going to do this one day. So when I was, this past weekend, when I was shopping for my outfit and getting ready this morning, it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
That's awesome. Yeah. Somebody promised you 4 years ago you'd be here, and here you are.
Yeah.
And then you graduate in less than a month, mm-hmm. right? You're going to be walking across that stage. Must be very excited about that.
Yes.
That's always a big day. This will be my 26th consecutive Dominican graduation.
Wow.
I just love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait every, you know, year. And I'll probably start crying when I see you walking across the stage, but it's going to be great. All right, everybody, that's Sabrina. She agreed to go first today, and you were a terrific guest. I knew you would be.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck today. I know you'll be great. And any parting words for maybe people who would hear this, who are freshmen, who one day will be in your shoes and presenting just like you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'd say enjoy your college time while you have it. I think at this school, it's very academic, and everyone's very focused on what they want to do. But also take the time to like have a breather and have fun with friends. I feel like it's very important to have that balance. And if you find out how to do that in college, I think that'll really help set you up good.
Wow, that's such good advice.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, learn how to do it here. Balance professional and social, and then you'll be set for the... I mean, that's what college is, right?
It prepares you. Just don't take it too seriously.
All right. Those are huge words. Yeah. All right, everybody, that's Sabrina A. one of our Hall of Fame radio students, and she's presenting today at SCWC, and it is a beautiful day right here at Dominican. All right, thanks again. You are awesome.
Of course.